Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shkalim 15. We learned in a Mishnah, any utensil for which they would find a use toward the upkeep of the temple, they would leave as it was in use. And the rest, those utensils donated for the temple upkeep for which the temple had no use, or no direct need, were sold, and the proceeds would go to the treasury for the upkeep of the temple. Meaning, any utensil, any item that had a use that could help the temple was used, and they would find a use. But if it didn't have a use, they would sell it and figure out what to do with their money. Reminds me of the idea, the point being, any item in our life, anything in our life should be used for the good, should be used for the Torah. You have a smartphone, find the Torah apps, the Siddur app, the Art School Siddur app is amazing. We're able to download it on the one day that they offered it free, but in general, even those $10 are a great, best $10 use. And it's a really intuitive app. You have the phone, you can record the phone like we do podcasts. Shiurim, you have the phone, you can watch videos, listen to Jewish music or listen to Jewish lectures, or you could look at Jewish websites. Computer, same thing. And different items that we're given, we should use it for the good. Anything that's given to us in the world that Hashem made, we should be able to use in a good manner, in a good way. We should figure out how to use things in the right way, in the right manner. Just as the Gemara talks about what could be used for the temple or what not, so too in our own lives, we should realize whatever we're given, we should use in a good way, in a proper way, in the right way. If you have a talent, you have an ability, you have a capability, use it for Torah, use it for good. I love to speak, so I try to use it in a small, tiny way to do it in Torah ways. If you love to write, then write for Torah. You love to read, then read and edit for Torah. And if you love to do different things, you love to sing and play music or whatever, guitar or any other instrument, use it in proper ways for Torah, for Judaism, and different aspects. Just as the Torah, just as the Talmud here talks about what can be used for the temple, so too in our own lives, what can we use for mitzvahs and Torah in general within all of our days? Join us next time as we talk Shkalim 16 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.